Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Richard. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion survey about Phoenix. We're not selling nothing, and I'm not going to ask for no donation. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time so I can conduct the survey?
Okay.
Sure. Okay. Now, am I speaking with Ariel Davis?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And let me see right here. And first of all, ma'am, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Okay. And generally speaking, ma'am, do you think that the things in Phoenix are going in the right direction? Or do you feel things that have gone up? Sorry?
They're not going in. I said, no, I don't think they're going in the right direction.
You think they're on the wrong track?
Yes.
Okay. Now, ma'am, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of the Salt River, north of the South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River community, Indian River community. Are you familiar with the area?
Yeah.
Okay. So going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Now, ma'am, just for statistical purposes, make sure that you're over the age of 18. What year were you born, ma'am?
89.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
That is a hard
question. I'm sorry?
I said that's kind of a hard question for me because I love my house and neighborhood, but I believe that it's just somewhat deteriorating. Like, I feel like they're building around it, but it's so, like, chaotic. Like,
How would you describe it couple of words, just excellent, good, or just fair, or not?
I would
poor?
Say fair.
Okay.
I would say fair.
It's option. Okay. And, ma'am, next I'm going to read you a list of things that people would say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. And, you can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the life.
Okay.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
5.
You said 5?
Yeah.
Okay. What about more dining and entertainment options?
5. We do 10 on that one.
Okay. What about better street and road maintenance?
Yeah, I feel like a 3.
Okay. And better public transportation options.
That's a tricky one because I don't want them bringing a light rail over here. I'd say like a 3.
Okay. What about more good paying jobs?
5.
Okay. And more affordable housing options to rent or buy? Hello?
Yeah, I'm thinking, sir, on that one.
Oh.
You said better
more
affordable houses?
No, I said more affordable housing options to rent or buy.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go with a 1 on that one. We don't need no more houses over here.
Okay.
Going up.
What about more shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for businesses?
5. That's a 5.
Okay. All right. And in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, we're looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Homemaker.
Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of business that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Too few? All right. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, and retail stores and restaurants in Levine?
Too few.
Too few. Okay. And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Laveen. First one is home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
Yes.
Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. Dollar stores and discount chains?
Yes. Yes. Wait, not strongly. What was the other one?
Yes, somewhat.
Somewhat. Yes, somewhat.
Okay. What about restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
Yes, strongly.
Doctor's office and the hospitals?
No.
Okay. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen? In your own words.
Well, you kind of hit it. Target.
You know? Oh, Target? Okay.
Yeah, definitely Target, you know.
Target retail store?
Yeah, Target retail. Yeah, Target, Ross, you know. I'll even take a Kohl's.
Okay.
And we need restaurants, sir. Like, all we have is an Applebee's and a Native New Yorker. And that's it.
Applebee's?
No, no, okay. No. I'm saying we need more because that's all we have is Applebee's. Let's repeat. I don't want Applebee's. I was saying that's all we have. Something like BJ's, Brewery, you know.
More variety. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, more variety. There we go. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Let me see. Ross, Kohl's, Target. Okay, more variety of dinings. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem?
Yes, it is.
Which one?
Very big.
Very big problem? Okay. Mm-hmm. And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses and condominiums or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is it a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, or a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I don't believe it's a problem at all, sir. We have like 8 new developments that went up, some apartments. Yeah, no, we have a lot of housing and not enough of everything else to kind of, you know, that's like, it's an imbalance when it comes to the housing and then like retail and grocery and all of that. It's an imbalance. We have a lot of houses, but not enough of that to properly, you know, for the amount of people we have, if that makes sense over here.
Fair enough. Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no, would you like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen? Housing options for seniors?
No.
No, yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
No.
Okay. What about single-family detached homes?
No.
Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
No. And the last one is townhouses or attached homes?
No.
Thank you. And how long have you lived in Phoenix, man? Less than 5 years? 5 to 10 years? 11 or 20 years? More than 20 years?
I've lived here for 16 years.
Okay. And do you currently own your home? Do you rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own.
Nice. Okay. And I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me what – can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I thought I lost you. Please tell me whether you are a favor or oppose each one. The first proposal is – proposal number one is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Would you strongly favor that? You somewhat favor that? Would you somewhat oppose it? Or would you strongly oppose it?
I somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose? Okay, what about changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single families homes, townhomes, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Yeah, somewhat of those.
Okay, what about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
No, I strongly oppose that.
Strongly oppose that one. Okay, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
I strongly oppose that too.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housings like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Yeah, I strongly oppose that too.
And last one up. No, not a problem. The last one is repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
No, I oppose that one. I strongly oppose that.
Okay, we're almost done here, ma'am. I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's, okay. Right here. Okay, and what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, over $25,000 or $50,000, $50,000 or $75,000, or $75,000 to $100,000.
The 50 to 70.
Thank you, ma'am. And finally, strictly for verification purposes for my supervisor, can I please have just your first name?
Ariel.
Thank you. Ms. Ariel, thank you very much. This concludes our survey for the day. You have a blessed evening, and take care, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.